It's Marketplace Tech for Wednesday the 5th. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. Facebook would like to become that set of shoeboxes in the attic, a place to store all of your photographs, even ones you have no intention of sharing with any of your friends. It's called PhotoSync, and Google Plus already has something like this. To be clear, you have to opt in, but why would Facebook want to be your giant hard drive in the sky? I asked Marketplace's Silicon Valley reporter, Quina Kim.
Well, David, they want to lock you into the Facebook ecosystem forever. I mean, it's hard enough to leave Facebook for another social network because all your friends are there. Now just imagine all the pictures of your kids, the trips you've taken, basically your life, are all on Facebook. You're never going to leave.
All right, I get it. Now, there are privacy concerns. You can, potentially, if not now, then someday, mine data in photos?
You never know in the future. As you know, data mining is a big buzzword in tech, and photo data mining has a lot of people excited. But it does raise some concerns. Chester Wisniewski is a data privacy expert at Sophos, and he mentions location data.
Your camera records a lot of additional information, or your phone, or whatever you've used to take the photo. And that information includes the date, the time, and often the location of where that photo was taken. So a lot of times people are concerned about being tracked.
So I have a friend on Facebook who likes to do triathlons. She's always posting pictures of herself, you know, with her on her bike or signing up at these triathlons. So you can imagine in the future companies might start mining that data and selling her gear. And then there's always a downside, right? Like what if you're the 20-something who likes to cruise bars and you got a lot of photos of beers in your hand? Not sure what that says about you, but you could get a lot of coupons for, you know, your favorite beer, Heineken, Sierra Nevada.
Or in my case, some of the Czech Republic Pilsners. Quina Kim, thank you very much.
Thank you.
And while we're talking privacy, there's this new patent filed by Verizon. The tech publication Ars Technica came across it. How about a set-top cable TV box that watches what you're doing in front of the TV, then does something with the information, like you're eating chicken wings and then the TV shows you a KFC commercial? When we spot these stories, we love tormenting law professor James Grimmelman at New York University.
That they could even contemplate the idea that, oh, let's show an ad for marriage counseling if we detect people shouting at each other in the room where they're watching TV. Just who thinks that? Why?
But on any patent story, there's a caveat. An application doesn't mean a gizmo's on the way. Grimmelman's theory is this.
What Verizon is asking for is that if anybody does do something like this, they want a cut of the money. So it's really a bet that the future includes some kind of advertising that is tailored based upon what you're doing while watching TV.
NYU intellectual property law expert James Grimmelman. Now, in case you're wondering, there's a picture floating around the net of Ashton Kutcher done up to look like Apple's Steve Jobs in a movie out at Sundance next month. I'd be interested to hear if you think Ashton pulls it off or if you have a better casting suggestion. Go to marketplacetech.org. And before we go,
fire when ready.
1,735 people have signed a White House petition to get the government to build a Death Star that blows up entire planets, like in Star Wars. That's one of the many petitions on the We the People website, where the Obama administration encourages people to get their voices heard. Texas secession after the presidential election is a popular one, with 118,000 signatures. Immediately deport anyone who signed an online secession petition has 25,000 supporters. I'm David Brancaccio, and that's Marketplace Tech. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.